Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sithandekile Mhlanga. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Here are our top stories this evening. Businessman Bernard Gabriel Manyonyeni of the MDC formation of former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai is elected mayor in Harare. The MDCT summons exiled Treasurer General Roy Bennett to clarify his statements calling on party leader Morgan Tsvangirai to resign following the July elections.
What I've said is clearly there, and whichever way it is distorted and put there is not what I've said. What I've said is that there needs to be serious introspection into the leadership of the MDC.
And Zimbabwe averts the auctioning of its properties in South Africa by compensating white commercial farmers who lost land in the land reform program that started in 2000. Businessman Bernard Gabriel Manyonyeni of the MDC formation of former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai was today elected Harare mayor as councillors met for the first time following the July 31st national elections. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Elected Harare councillors met for the first time since the July 31 elections today and elected one of their own to be the mayor of the capital for the next 5 years. After 45 elected councillors present cast their votes, Harare Provincial Administrator Alfred Tome declared finance guru Bernard Gabriel Manyonyeni duly elected mayor of Harare after garnering 38 votes against the ZANU-PF candidate Bidul Musachke Gwasira, who got only 7 votes. ZANU-PF has a total of 7 seats in the Harare City Council, while Councillor Tungamirai Madzokere failed to cast his vote as he is in prison awaiting judgment in a case in which he stands accused together with 28 other MDCT activists of murdering a senior police officer in Harare's Glenview suburb in 2011. Tome said there were no spoiled ballots in the mayoral election.
For the information given to me and the powers that are invested in me, my friends, Gwasira, you got 7 votes. And B. Manyonyeni, you got 38 votes.
Tome also announced that Manyonyeni will be deputized by Thomas Muzuva of the MDCT, who won with the same result against Councillor Samuel Garachani of ZANU-PF. The provincial administrator urged the new city fathers to ensure that they improve service delivery in Harare.
May I urge you, all of you, the mayor and the deputy mayor, and all you honorable councillors, you have the message, you got the mandate from your people. Remember the people in your ward. Remember the children in your ward. Remember the women in your ward.
Following the declaration of results by Tome, there was jubilation among MDCT councillors and the party's supporters and provincial leadership that had filled the public gallery to capacity, while others peeped through the windows to witness what was happening in the council chambers. In his acceptance speech, Manyonyeni promised to urgently address Harare's perennial water problems and housing issues.
The city has many challenges, particularly water. Our roads are an eyesore. The issue of garbage or refuse collection, waste management. Housing is a critical issue. I will be the first to admit that illegal settlements are not matters of personal choice. Those are matters of desperation and despair. I thank you.
Muzuva, the deputy mayor-elect, said Townhouse will also prioritize refuse collection, especially in informal settlements that are mushrooming throughout Harare. He warned that if council does not act with speed, there could soon be outbreaks of waterborne diseases such as cholera and typhoid that killed several people in the recent past.
People out there need water to drink. They need safe roads to travel on. They want to see garbage being collected. Not only as we were doing before. But I would also want to extend garbage collection to the peri-urban settlements, which were set by our fellow friends from ZANU-PF. Talking of, we want to see vehicles collecting garbage from Joshua Nkwabu Konkomo. We want to see garbage being collected from Nand Housing Cooperative. Because if the disease outbreak, they will spread to the normal locations.
Manyenyeni replaces Muchadei Masunda, whose term of office came to an end following the July 31 polls. Meanwhile, Councillor Philip Mutoti of MDCT was elected new Chitungwiza mayor and will be deputized by Godwill Mushangwe, also of the MDCT. In Bulawayo, Martin Moyo was elected mayor and will be deputized by Councillor Gift Banda. ZANU-PF's Patrick Chidakwa was elected Marondera mayor. The election of elected councillors as mayors today came in the wake of local government minister Ignatius Chombo's directive barring unelected officials from contesting for positions within local authorities. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.